Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. In this three-part series of podcast episodes, we're highlighting the authors of the first few books in a very special series, Cookster Classics. Cookster Classics is a series collaboration between Cookster and Picador. It brings to the forefront some of the most beloved cookbooks of the last decades, with recipes and techniques that today's chefs continue to draw from again and again. Presenting these beloved, enduring titles in their original form, with the recipes and headnotes just as they were written decades ago, preserves a unique piece of food history, while reminding us just how relevant these masterfully crafted cookbooks are to a new generation of home cooks. New forewords champion what made each Cookster Classic such an important cookbook when first published, and why each is well worth rediscovering. The Confident Cook by Irina Chalmers demonstrates that there are, in fact, only four or five basic cooking methods, and that with these methods, you can vastly expand your recipe repertoire. A simple beef stew can be transformed into a hearty mulligan or a fancy French beef bourguignon. After studying at the Cordon Bleu School of Cooking in Paris, Irina Chalmers established her own cooking school in Greensboro, North Carolina. She has appeared on numerous television programs and has given lectures and cooking demonstrations around the country. She has written more than 80 specialty cookbooks that are sold both here and abroad. The Confident Cook focuses on the idea that by teaching home cooks the techniques and principles behind recipes, they can become more self-sufficient in the kitchen for a lifetime. Irina, can you talk about how you see that concept now and how you saw it when the book first came out?
Well, when I first came to America, I couldn't cook at all. So it's surprising that I ended up having a career in cooking. But I wasn't any good at arithmetic either. But I watched Julia Child on the television, and I discovered that one tablespoon of butter plus one tablespoon of flour plus one cup of milk resulted in a cup of white sauce. And if you add some cheese, you have a cheese sauce. If you add some egg yolks and some egg whites, you have a cheese souffle. And if you make a cheese souffle, everybody will love you. So if you realize a cheese souffle is just a simple cheese sauce, it won't be nearly as intimidating. But I discovered something else, if I may. I discovered that if you can make a cup of tea by putting a tea bag in a cup of boiling water, you can cook many things. For example, instead of a tea bag, put an egg in a pot of boiling water and you have a boiled egg for breakfast. And if you crack the shell, you have a poached egg. And if you can poach an egg, you can poach a salmon steak or even make a New England boiled dinner. So that's how I got from there to here.
What are some of the most important techniques that you urge every home cook to learn?
Well, I think it's very liberating to realize that there are really only four ways to cook anything. You can poach it or fry it or grill it or roast it. So, suppose you want to roast a chicken. All you have to do is to remember where you put it and when you put it there. In case you forget, you can have a timer to remind you. So, if you know how to roast a chicken, this is the same process as involved in cooking any kind of meat or fish. You just have to have an oven to put it in.
I love your almost lyrical sidebars on ingredients throughout the book. What are some of your favorite go-to ingredients to keep on hand?
Well, I've always been fascinated with stories about food. For example, rosemary is a herb I use a lot, and it's called the herb of memory. And in ancient times, people believed that rosemary was a cure for forgetfulness. So that's a very useful ingredient to have. You know, in England, it's said we have only three vegetables and two of them are Brussels sprouts. And of course, that isn't true at all. But the ingredients I use most frequently are butter and eggs and spaghetti. I can make dozens of different dishes using a base of butter and flour and a liquid. These three ingredients are the foundation of hundreds of soups and sauces and stews. So the difference between a tomato sauce and a tomato soup is just that you add more chicken broth if you want to make a soup. In fact, The original title of our book, The Confident Cook, was A Soup is a Saucer or a Stew, but that was too complicated, so it was changed to The Confident Cook. But the method that you use to make many beef stews, for example, is exactly the same. It just seems like many different dishes. So if you substitute beef broth, say, for red wine or beer, you have something that seems to be entirely different dishes, but they're actually quite the same. So the basics are really very basic and incredibly easy to learn, not frightening or worrying at all.
What are the kitchen appliances that you believe have stood the test of time? Have you become a convert to any newer additions in your kitchen?
Well, I love my food processor and I use it frequently. One thing I don't use, except to heat up something quickly, is the microwave. I've never found a good way to cook in a microwave. It's like trying to open a can with a wire whisk. By the way, I've discovered another secret, and that is about dieting. If you want to diet, I suggest you get a dog who will be willing to share your food with you. That cuts down a lot, makes you thin and gorgeous.
That's a very excellent piece of advice. And then you have a dog, which is so much the better.
Yes, in fact, I have two dogs.
What makes this book remain relevant today?
Well, I think that if you understand the absolute basics of cooking, you can eat just what you would like to eat whenever you feel like eating. This is hugely much, much cheaper and much more satisfying than buying food in a box that's been prepared by a commercial kitchen. I think it's good to think about cooking as a hobby that you can happily share with everyone you love. So, for dinner this evening, I'm going to roast a chicken with rosemary. I'm going to put some Idaho potatoes in the oven at the same time and poach some asparagus. So that means all I have to do is to turn the oven on and boil the water for the asparagus. I can do that. You can do that too. And I think that's how you become a confident cook.
That sounds absolutely delicious. Irina, thank you so much for talking with us today. And I'm so glad that this fantastic book is back out in the market.
Thank you. My joy of cooking. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Check out the book, The Confident Cook by Irina Chalmers, and tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.